Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mosh pit. Shrapnel. Barbecue. Rogue grandma.
It's Week Nine!
Dan,
hi.
Good to see you.
Hi, Joe.
Both of us running off a little sleep.
Yep.
And we're feeling a little loopy.
Both of us flew in this morning back into town.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll get into a little bit more about the weekend, your weekend, and then also my weekend here in just a second.
Yes.
But we are approaching the Giving Tree.
That's right. Which is new for Is We Dumb
Listeners. Is this the third year?
Yep.
You've been doing this?
This marks the third annual Bad Magic Giving Tree. Over the last 3 years, we've taken, you know, what would be the monthly donation for a charity in December,
mm-hmm.
given it to the Bad Magic family. The first year, we only had donation money. Last year, fans wanted to help. Lindsay and I offered to match the total amount donated, which is maybe a bit insane because the fans donated over $18,000. So then Lindsay and I did that too. And the $11,000 from Time Sucks Patreon. So we had $47,000 to help people, you know, have better holidays.
Right.
Which is incredible. This year, we're excited to announce, you know, we're doing it again. We're going to be using the December Patreon donation for Time Suck and Scared to Death to kickstart the fund for this year's Bad Magic Giving Tree, which is open to dummies as well.
Mm-hmm.
We estimate we'll be donating roughly $16,000 from Patreon. We're going to match up to $15K, so we'll have at least $46K to give this year. Every little bit counts to help fellow bad magicians, you know, listeners of Is We Dumb, Time Suck, Scared to Death, $10, $20. Average donation last year was approximately $50, and it all went to helping bad magic families have a better holiday.
Yeah.
So if you want to donate, just go to Amazon.com. You purchase a gift card. That's how we're doing it this year. Fill in the box for 2 with the email address givingtree@badmagicproductions.com. That's givingtree@badmagicproductions.com. Lindsay will track the donations as they come in. We'll update you on the progress. How will we choose who is the recipient? That's the hardest part. But basically, you know, we believe every kid deserves, you know, happy holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, otherwise. And we know the pandemic has made it harder than ever to give kids a nice holiday for many families. So the requirements to get presents for the family, pretty simple. Just be honest. And we'll try and, you know, help you if we can. Happy to keep your name anonymous from the community. Entirely your choice if you want to post about your gifts. Of course, we can't accommodate everyone. We'll do our best. And you just email your story to givingtree@badmagicproductions.com. It'll be monitored by the staff. And then, you know, we don't want you – it's not for using money for, like, utility bills and things like that, cell phone. It is for, like, kid-centric things like diapers, socks, hopefully some toys,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. We'll gather all the names, pick them out of a hat at random, and, and we'll just do as many recipients as we can, which should be quite a few people like we did last year.
Yeah, it's been amazing to watch this thing grow just in the three short years that it's been happening.
It's awesome.
And the reminder, if you've never – the impact that it has
mm-hmm. –
It is truly inspiring.
Yeah.
And to also just be a part of a company that does this for its listeners.
Yeah.
It is great.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's right. And we're accepting nominations from now until November 16th.
Okay.
So that's important. Up until the November 16th, at that time, names will be entered into the Giving Tree hat. And then we'll notify only the recipients ASAP to explain how they will receive their donations. And again, givingtree@badmagicproductions.com. Or go to Amazon, purchase a gift card, and when you fill in the box for 2, hit the email address, GivingTree at badmagicproductions.com.
Okay.
And we're just trying to keep it simpler through Amazon because they have so many things, and it just makes it easier to get things out to the families as opposed to kind of a helter-skelter approach like last year.
Yeah, I was just saying, hey, we need this, this, and this, and then we go out and grab it all.
Oh, man, it was Lindsay almost had a breakdown.
Yes, it's true. Bless her heart. Because I thought that was it.
Yeah.
I thought that was the end of her even working for Bad Magic. She's like, you know what?
Fuck this
and fuck you, bye. And she runs off with all the money.
Exactly.
Which I'd be like, okay,
fine.
You need it. I get it.
Starting your life in Mexico.
Right. Have fun. Yeah, that's great. We also got something sent in, and I don't know exactly who it's from.
Okay.
The package says it's Ben, but I don't know if Ben is the one that owns the Etsy shop.
Mm-hmm.
Or if Ben was the one that bought it from the Etsy shop guy,
okay,
and then sent it in to me.
All right.
So I'm not going to give the last name because I don't know who the fuck it came from. Do you remember a while back when we had a horse pussy?
I do remember that.
On the show?
Mm-hmm.
I recall that. Grosses out a little bit?
Yes.
So some dummies all banded together and bought us a fuckable horse pussy and ass.
Mm-hmm. I did see that over there and I heard it and it makes a very disturbing noise.
Yeah, look at this shit.
And I don't like the green dots. Look on the back. Is that like some hay coming out of the poop spot?
I don't know.
What's happening there?
Yeah, I think that's a clitoris.
Ugh,
that's the money spot. Look
yuck,
at this.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
And then, so you can help find it.
And then here's the sound that it makes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Which I think is the right sound. If you're going to make a sound and it's horse pussy, accurate. I feel like it's got to be that. Now, this is maybe my favorite merch item of all time.
Mm-hmm. And it's horse butthole, too.
Oh, yeah. It's got both holes. Mm-hmm. You got options.
It's a two-hole.
And there was a note that came along with it before I get to the merch announcement. It says, Joe, you knocked it before you tried it. So now you have to try it. The vag is really tight and the anus is large. So let's see which name you deserve. No compliance equals micro. So, of course, referring to Horsecock Johnson,
right.
Micropene Paisley, which are nicknames that came from Time Suck Podcast.
Yeah, the man of many penis names.
So, we love this so much that we actually made our own Is We Dumb Fuckable Horse Pussy and Ass.
And that's how we become so rich.
I know.
We're going to retire on horse pussy money.
Can you imagine if it just went that well? The show disappeared and it just said, sorry. Too many weirdos out there fucking horse pussies. We are now on a yacht.
We expand the business and it's just variety. It's just various animal genitalia. Mm. It's just like dildos based on like monkeys and beagles.
Sure.
And like different things. And then just, you know, vaginas and anuses, you know, of all the different, you know, mammals.
Across the board.
Different animals. And we just get into like random shit like fucking iguana and, you know, rattlesnake butthole.
Pictures making all this money, get invited out to a very private party at some, you know, on a yacht. And they're going around and talking about how they all made their money.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not going to believe this. Sit down. It's like, what? Well, fuckable horse pussy and ass.
And big yachts always have the name in big letters on the side. And I doubt there's laws in most places, but like what you can write on there, it's just up to you. Just have a big yacht that just says like animal, just, you know, beast puss.
Beast puss. Primal pussy. Yeah, not kidding. Go to badmagicmerch.com and we have an Is We Dumb horse pussy and ass that you can buy up right now and fuck it. And then I guess in the review picture, just be careful.
Yeah.
Make sure you take the picture probably without your penis inside of it.
Mm-hmm. You might have to pixelate it if you take a picture of an action shot.
If you do an action shot, you have to have some photo editing skills.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably fine.
Because we can't have that in the merch section and not get in trouble if it's nudity.
All right. Again, that's badmagicmerch.com or you can go to isbedumb.com and get the fuckable Is We Dumb horse pussy and ass. There you go.
What a life. What a life. What a country.
Right. What are we doing here? I mean, were we going to not do it? Come on. Of course we're going to do it. We got a lot of equipment to get that going. All right. Ready for the juices?
I am.
All right. Let's flow them. Do it.
The very super most important starting question.
What's a weird choice of words to go from talking about a horse pussy and then say, ready for the juices?
I noticed it.
Mm-hmm. I think my brain did it. Like, I didn't mean to. My brain was like, you're doing it.
You're talking about juice.
Talking about horse pussy, bro. All right, this was sent in by Dummy Jack.
Oh,
and there's
Jack.
Some fun visuals here. So would you rather have your face stuck in the orgasm facial expression 24/7?
Wow, always.
So all the time. Or once a week, you have to fight the toughest person in your city for an hour.
I love that second one.
Because
if it was a minute, I'm like, well, maybe I can just kind of like scramble around and avoid him, you know, because he only has 60 seconds. Mm. I'll just work on my evasive skills and just try to like move really fast for that minute.
Mayweather.
Yeah, I'll work on all defense.
Yeah.
You know, and then.
And then pop him a little bop every now and again. And,
right.
Jack, who sent this in, I'm not sure if he's ever been in a fight. An hour?
Oh my God.
Dude. You can't.
He'll kill me.
Sure.
The toughest guy in town's going to kill me.
You'll be dead.
5 minutes, he's going to kill me.
Exactly. No one's going to have gas left at the fucking 15-minute mark.
God, yeah.
The rest of you sitting down for 45 minutes, like, talking about your life and your family.
And that's the thing, just to work on cardio. I feel like to avoid this toughest person in town, it's not about, like, working on good offense. It's just really focusing on cardio and just, like, dodging techniques. Uh-huh. And just try to wear him down.
every week, once a week, you show up to the meeting spot, the fighting grounds.
Right.
I'll put it at the park.
Sure.
That seems great.
Yeah.
And you show up just in runner's gear. Like, exactly. You're stretching your legs out, stretching your hammies. He's like, God damn it. And you're just faster than him.
I'm just always
like,
wearing cross trainer stuff.
And you just turn around and just start running blocks away from him for an hour. And he's like, God damn it.
And I have the location figured out where I'm like, well, I know if I jump like behind, you know, over this distance. Ramp and then hide behind this tree, that's going to confuse him. I can buy a few seconds there. And yeah, just all these things. I'm like, okay, now I go up and over this fence. I've been practicing my like American Ninja Warrior stuff. I'm going to climb this fence. Like none of the training has anything to do with fighting other than maybe like the defensive stuff.
You run him into some booby traps? Like he jumps over a fence and he lands on a rake that snaps up and hits him in the face?
There's a big pit with like a thin layer of leaves over it where he falls down on the spikes. Mm-hmm. Like just all the classic fucking booby
traps. What's that called? A snare? When they step in, it goes whoop.
Yep. Like lifts pulls him up by his ankle into the tree.
It's Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. Like that is what the situation is.
Exactly.
He's just trying to get you. Eventually, he's going to be so pissed that you just run away so easily, he'll start working on his cardio.
I know, and that's when it gets scary.
That's when he lets down his guard on the fighting skills.
Oh.
Then you start going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, you turn around and just beat the shit out of him.
I like this plan.
He's dropped 80 pounds, and now you just kick the shit out of him.
You finally can turn the tables?
Mm-hmm.
I just imagine going to like an MMA instructor, and just it's so unorthodox. You're like, okay, now when someone's hit me in the face, if I drop my head so they're hitting my skull, is that going to mess their hands up? Or what about like if I'm throwing an elbow for them to punch my elbow, but everything's just about just being punched? He's like, so let me get this straight. So you want to throw an elbow? No. When he's punching me, I want him to hit my elbow.
I'm not even going
to
try.
Well, let's practice on getting you to hit him. That's not going to happen.
Right.
No, I just need to focus. Like, how can I hurt someone's fist as they punch me with my body?
Who's the fastest guy here? Probably him. Cool. Have him chase me. If he catches me, he can beat the shit out of me. And then just bing, like the little, like the doorbell noise, the little bell that goes off when you open the door. It's a lot. It's just you taking off. It's just show up and run away from MMA fighters.
That's all your training is just like going to a big MMA gym and he just hits like a fucking, you know, hits a bell and then you just start running.
Right.
You just start trying to hide somewhere in the room. Just like you're learning like weird techniques. Like you can like do like a weird spider crawl up in like in a corner up into the ceiling and you just lay yourself flat and you just hold yourself like on a 10-foot ceiling or something so you can just stay out of their reach a little bit.
Like letting go real quick and flipping them off as you like look down at them. Like, have you seen professional tag? I think we've talked about that on the show before.
We have, but I've not seen it.
So if you just get good like that.
Yeah.
Like it is crazy to watch professional tag.
That's hilarious.
They're slippery little buggers.
You actually just, for that, you show up in like a Speedo or something, maybe like a little cod piece, but then you have so much fucking oil all over your body. Like just so much lube.
Whip.
Petroleum jet, like an oil-based lubricant, not even a water-based, so it'll come off. You are covered in fucking oil-based lube.
I picture this huge motherfucker.
Yeah.
Just jacked.
Yeah.
All the steroids.
Right.
And you're just the slippery little guy. You're a bar of soap. Right?
And he can't squeeze you.
He just goes, come here! Whoop!
Yep.
And like you shoot 10 feet up in the sky. You jump and just hang into it, like grab onto a tree branch.
You just never
come down. You just stay up there. You're like, gotcha. See you next week.
And that's when you get super, super slippery, but then you have like special shoes you throw on and special gloves.
Mm.
So you have grip on your hands and grip on your feet, but the rest of your body is just like the fucking slippiest slipping slide that anyone's ever been on.
He just like tries to punch you and it's just so slippery.
Yep. Everything like, just glances off. Well, like boxers will put that stuff on their face.
Yeah, Vaseline.
Vaseline to make it a little bit slippery. It's just that times 10. So, okay. I kind of like this plan of really focusing, because the orgasm face.
All the time.
24/7 is the kicker on that.
I feel like
always you always have it.
And I feel like you can't just like make your O face and then talk normal. Like, you're like, oh, yeah.
You have to learn how to talk with the old face.
Oh, I fucking think my bumper's broken. Just like, excuse me, what, sir? Can you take a look at my AC?
I wish I would have chose the fighting guy.
What was that?
An hour of fighting a week.
I'm a pretty fast guy.
I can be fast. Please let me change my mind. Please. Let me take it back.
Just anywhere?
Yeah.
At a concert? Oh, you're my favorite band. And there's, what? I love you guys so long. I love you guys since I was a little boy. They're like, what's fucking weirdo?
Oh, my God.
Get him off side stage now.
And think about that as a dad. You can't be around any of your kids' friends forever.
Mm. Or trying to discipline them?
You're trying to discipline them. They don't want to be around you. It's fucking creepy. Like, even if they acclimate to it, it's still fucking weird.
Totally.
And they definitely don't want you to come to any of their functions. You don't get to watch any
you're
of their games.
Cheering for them? Just imagine cheering for...
Good job!
Monroe
at
softball.
Oh, my God.
You can do it! Oh, my God! Hit it harder. It's like fucking
oh my God. People
arrested.
Are so upset with you. Yeah,
you're
yeah.
gone.
Yeah, you're banned.
Was it me, officer? Like, just this weird shit.
If you're religious, you can't go to church. You can't
go. Amen.
Oh my God. And that'd be a real conundrum for a pastor, where it's like, in the spirit of forgiveness, you know, like that Jesus teaches forgiveness, you know, acceptance, the lost, you're welcome here. Mm. But then if you're in the congregation and the whole service ever recently, amen.
Body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Body of Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah. I mean, they're like, Dan, get out. I'm sorry.
Go back to the baby crying room. Go back to the back of the church.
I hate to do this, but you're just going to have to burn in hell. Like, for the good of the rest of the souls, you're just going to have to burn in hell.
Is your homework done? Well, yes, Dad, it's done. Good job. I'm so proud of you. Is it weird as shit? I can't do that.
Right.
The toughest person.
Yeah.
It has to be in Coeur d'Alene.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some big dudes here.
Oh, there's tough guys here.
Huge. Yeah. They would kill me if they caught me. So I do have to be a bar of soap.
Can you wear armor or a helmet in this here thing?
I mean, maybe. It's still gonna fucking hurt. Like, if you just go full into, well,
right,
I'm gonna get my shit rocked, and you show up in like goalie gear.
Yeah.
And here's, go for it. Good to see you again, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. It would be nice to wear some armor that's really hard to get off. You have to have lots of like straps and tassels, because eventually he's going to catch you and he's going to fucking hold you down and he's going to start ripping off your armor.
So
you just have to have armor that takes a long time to get off, where he's just so frustrated. There's like so many knots and so many extra things, you know, there's like Velcro and everything. He's like, God damn. And then he gets, you know, frustrated and loses focus.
He starts beating you with the armor.
right.
Hitting you with the goalie mask. Well, here's a good, mm-hmm. I know the odds are low on this one.
Yeah.
What if the toughest person in your town or your city, like, doesn't really want to fight?
Okay.
Like, and he, like, you're like, come on, like, mm-hmm. you have to antagonize him.
Yeah.
You're throwing shit at him and rocks. He's like, God damn it, Joe, stop.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, it has to happen this week.
Right.
That's how the magic works. And he's like, come on, I'm really busy. And you're showing up at his house and throwing rocks through his windows and shit. And he's like, he's like the nicest guy.
Yeah.
And he's, God damn it.
That's the loophole.
All right. And he just comes up and, like, he just hits you, like, a little bit.
Yep.
For an hour. And he's like, thank you, I'm sorry. I know this is annoying.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, well, I got a vacation coming up, so I don't know how we're going to fucking pull that off. I'm coming with you.
I think you just discovered the most important loophole for this. You have to move. You have to pack up and move. You can't live in Coeur d'Alene. Coeur d'Alene's small compared to a lot of places.
But then when you go somewhere else, you know, the big, you have to fight that dude.
I know, but you got to find a tiny town.
Oh. Start your own town.
A retirement village.
Like a retirement village town. You have to find, I'm thinking even like Whitebird, Idaho, there's still like some tough guys. Because that's like a logging town. You got to find like a little hippie town somewhere. Maybe
there's a town.
Maybe somewhere where?
Did you know this? There's a town up by the border of Canada in Idaho.
Huh?
It's just called Good Grief.
No, I didn't know that.
Good Grief. And has two people.
Good Grief. That's where you got to live. And then one of those fights
right
you.
I've always wanted to go. Mm-hmm. It's about 15 minutes from the Canadian border. It just says, good grief.
Good grief.
Population 2.
That's what you have to do.
I don't know how I was looking for something and just came across it. And I was like, what the fuck's this? And zoomed way in. I was like, no way.
Yep.
It's like, it's a double wide. That's pretty much all it is, in the middle of nowhere.
You have to live in one of those little weird.
What, like, a funny name.
That is a funny.
Good grief.
Good grief. God, that's like a town name. Gosh dang.
If we start a compound, the town that it's in is like, gosh dang county.
Gosh dang.
Gosh dang. Holy heck.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
Oh, jeez. Oh, geez, where am I? Okay, so
that's it. I think going to a tiny little town and taking the fight every week.
Mm, I mean, that's going to be brutal. What if it? I mean, just because we're men, mm-hmm. what if you show up and it's just like women? So you have the next toughest person is a girl.
Maybe easier to run away from.
Easier to run away. Okay, I guess went the other way. I was like, easier to kick the shit out of.
But because you don't have to fight back.
Like, I know. I mean, it's just is it a fight? Is a fight a fight if you're just running away? Like, that's just a parameter of it.
Maybe just push him once.
You have to get hit at least once.
Okay. You let him hit you once.
With two punches. And then you run. Get him to just commit. Maybe he'll be sick of it too.
And
you guys punch each other twice and you both sprint in opposite directions for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And move on with your week.
Another evasive technique. We're probably scratching the bottom of the well here now. Is like a lake town like this, maybe instead of like working on all the evasiveness, yes, that's one thing. Maybe get like really slippery, but also get really good at swimming.
Because
a lot of people aren't that great at swimming. So then you run and you just make it, if you can make it to the water and you can make it in, and then you just swim the whole fucking hour. Just swim away. If you get your endurance way up. Now, if he catches you, he's going to kill you. You're going to drown. But until then, you might not get hit.
I do love the excitement of coming up with James Bond type escape plans every week. Like, all right, this week, and you have a trampoline, some dynamite, you have a boat that's all like running and ready to go, and then you're going to go parasail, and you're going to fly way up, and you're going to cut it, and then you're going to parachute down on one of the islands that's in Lake Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah, got to keep
and that's
guessing.
What you're doing that week.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
next week, go with another James Bond exit.
Yeah, switch it up.
You have roller skates that have like jet boosters on them.
Yes.
And you have a plan, goes over here, you're going to go in this manhole. Mm-hmm. It's just this weird fucking way to get away from Kevin.
And I just picture like most of the time it works, but then every once in a while you stumble. Mm-hmm. Accidents happen and he just beats the shit out of you.
And you just get home and you're all bloody and things are broken and you just go and cross that one off the list.
Yep. Not do that again.
Roller skates with Roman candles on them.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was a bad idea. I still tried it. Look at me now. And just cross that one off.
Never again.
All right. So we're getting in a fight, though, because the O-face is impossible.
Yeah, the O-face, it's the 24-7 thing. Mm-hmm. If it was O-face an hour a day or getting, you know, beat up for an hour a week, I'm going to pick the O-face for an hour a day.
Even if the O-face isn't talking, just like you're watching a movie with somebody, like just making weird and just sitting next to that, I'd leave my family just so they didn't have to deal with me.
Right.
I love you guys. I'm doing this for you. Okay, let's move on. Okay. I have some dumb stuff that I saw when I went over to Seattle.
Great.
Let's talk about it now.
Dumb in the wild.
Have a look at this little beauty.
Dumb in the wild. So I, lucky enough, head over to Seattle this past weekend. We were there for a grand total of like 13 or 14 hours. And it was just to go see Thrice, which is my favorite band. Haven't seen them in at least a decade. And so for my birthday...
Thrice shirt on.
Yeah, Thrice shirt.
Yay.
Back in August for my birthday, my wife Erin set up this trip.
That's awesome.
And she's like, okay, we're gonna fly over there. We're gonna have a whole weekend. You and I, and we'll go see Thrice, and then we'll come back. And that was my birthday gift. I was like, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Yep, that's a great birthday gift.
So we got everything worked out, and then we get over there, and while we're basically booking or about to board our flight on Sunday, because again, we were just Sunday to today, to Monday when we're recording this.
Yeah.
We're about to get on the airplane, and then Erin gets a text on her phone. And he just goes, how was check-in? And she's like, what the fuck? What does that even mean?
Yeah.
And she didn't really think anything of it. So as we're getting more prepared and we're loading up and about to get on the airplane, she goes, oh my fucking God. I was like, what? She goes, oh. I was like, what? Just tell me. She goes, I'm so dumb. And I was like, just spit it out. Let it out. It's going to be okay. She goes, well, when I got this all set up back in August for your birthday, I just planned that we were going to spend the whole weekend here. So we stayed at a pretty nice hotel. Probably like a 4-star hotel in downtown Seattle.
Yeah.
And then she just booked it for a day that we weren't even going to be there. So she booked it back in August, thought we were going to be there Saturday and Sunday. And then just never went back and changed it. So we paid for Casper the Friendly Ghost to hang out in a dope ass hotel room for one night. And they're like, sorry, we can't refund your money.
You got an extra clean room.
Extra clean room when you get there because fucking no one was there the night before.
Exactly.
Like literally nobody ever. Would have taken one phone call to get your hundreds and hundreds of dollars back.
That would be something in my relationship. That would be me doing that. Right. That would be me being like,
whoops.
Whoops, I totally forgot.
And I've heard of people that have basically shown up to get on airplanes.
Yeah.
And they booked it for the wrong week.
Oh, man.
They showed up and it was like in the past. Or it's the next week and they're like, fuck. Like they just never went back and checked it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they checked their pass, they just looked at, okay, I'm going from here to here and here to here. That's what I need.
Yeah.
They didn't really look at the dates. They looked at the times and where the gate was.
Yeah.
Then they showed up and either their plane was last week or they're there a week early. And they have to just buy another ticket.
Which, I mean, that sucks so bad.
Super sucks. You ever heard of that?
I feel like, because a lot of times at like a security, TSA, they won't really look. They just want to make sure you have a boarding pass.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, especially if it's busy, they're not really scrutinizing. And I want to say one time that somebody made it. I saw somebody else. It hasn't happened to me. Because I'm so paranoid, like I double check all the time, make sure. But I want to say somebody who's getting ready to get on the plane, like their little like, you know, beep, beep, beep. It's not like working and it's not like registering right. And they're like, huh, let me look at this. And then the person told them like, no, you're not on this flight. Like they had the wrong boarding pass. And I just remember the person being like, oh my God, no. You know, and I don't know what happened to them, but I just remember thinking that would suck so bad.
They killed him. There's a room in the airport where if you do that, they take you back there and kill you. I've seen it.
You've seen it.
I've seen it firsthand.
The mistake room.
Yeah, it's like Squid Game.
Squid
Game. If you fuck that up, they just take you and throw you in the back and you're part of the next Squid Game for all the bigwig entertainers of all the airline companies.
But that would suck so bad. Then you have to scramble and find a new plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that was more of just a setup for the dumbest thing I was able to see in Spokane. And I haven't been to a show, in Seattle.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a show in a long time, like for COVID. And honestly, a lot of times I'm playing the show.
Right, right.
For many years, I was able to go and it was hard to break away. So basically, if I was going to a show, a lot of times I was going to play the show.
Right.
Because it was just hard to break away from the family and work and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, we're in Seattle. We're watching Thrice. And this blew my mind.
Yeah.
How someone could be this stupid.
Okay.
And maybe I just forgot how stupid drunk people are. In public.
Yeah.
Maybe I did.
Yeah.
But so Thrice starts playing. Aaron and I have some beverages in our hands. And we're standing at the back part of the floor. So up front, it's Thrice. There's going to be some mosh pits and people going crazy. Because for the most part, they got some heavier songs, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So we're standing at the back outside of the crowd. And we finish our beverages like civilized people. And then we take them and then we put them in the recycling.
Right.
And then after we're done with that, we work our way into the crowd.
Yeah.
And we go all up, you know, probably maybe third row back. And we made space away from the mosh pit because I didn't feel like doing that. And
right.
Aaron didn't either.
Yeah.
So we're a couple people in to the right of the mosh pit. So we're not getting banged around. There's a couple dudes to the left of me that are going to stop people from bouncing around.
Yeah.
So one of their more popular songs comes on and I'm standing there and I'm singing along. And then all of a sudden, just half of my face and all of my shoulder covered in beer.
Oh.
Just drenched in beer.
Yeah.
Like to the amount on my face, where I had to do one of these numbers. Go. Because it's in my mustache.
Just a wave of beer.
And I'm just like, what the fuck? And I turn, and there's this drunk girl with her just open beverage. Like not a can. Just like a cup.
Yeah.
Like a 16-ounce pint of beer. And she holds it up, and instead of saying sorry, she goes, oh, shit. And I was like, oh my. And because
oblivious.
All of it. Like she had maybe one sip left in the bottom of it because she walked into the fucking pit.
Yeah.
And then just started walking forward with her open drink. And then, oh my God, you're going to get mashed and then pour it all over somebody. Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then around you, guess what? No one has those beers.
Right.
Not a single person is going to be up there drinking a beer. And I bet you it's because you're going to get smashed and probably spilled on somebody next to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it took everything in me to not say something to her.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not fucking worth it. Like, I just pushed out.
Right,
like,
right.
Because I did want to grab her and then bring her cup over to me and wring out my sweatshirt into her cup and then throw it back in her face. But yeah, I just covered my whole face in beer, which is why I went and bought a new Thrice sweatshirt.
Okay.
The big
reason
of why I went and did that.
It is very nice.
Yeah, I was covered in beer.
Yeah, some people, it does suck that just, you know, there are some people who, you know, just can't handle their alcohol in public. Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, like I've been there myself definitely a few times when I was younger, just been like that idiot. And then you see it, generally it is the younger person. And it is so hard to reason with them. It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Because you can get mad, you can yell at them, but nothing's going to come from it. I mean, I encounter, now that I'm doing the road again, you know, drunk people quite a bit just at shows. Luckily, our fans pretty cool and can handle, you know, their liquor. They know that they're going to like make an ass themselves if they have too much. But there was somebody in the front row, and like it was like the Saturday early show in Kansas City. And just this couple, and I could tell she was just, both of them actually, it was a man and a woman, both hammered, whispering, but like drunk whispering, where it's the volume up whispering.
Are you having a good time?
And like talking about the jokes. I mean, they liked the show, but it was so disruptive. Mm. And I finally did say stuff to them. And then there's like, there's that person, like they're so sensitive, like, cause they don't know. Mm. And they're extra emotional.
Oh, you just ruined my high, bro.
Well, you
just
can like,
killed my buzz.
I've had that happen before where you get after them and then they like, literally I've had them start crying. Like people start to cry. They have the angry dad voice. And it's like, no, you just, God, tomorrow, hopefully you're going to understand how fucking annoying you are. Mm-hmm. But now you just don't get it. And yeah, and out, I mean, obviously in a stand-up show, I can have them removed if they're too distracting, mm-hmm. too disrupting. At a concert, it sucks because there's nothing you can do. Like the staff's not going to just like be like, oh, they're too drunk at a rock show? Fucking tough shit.
Have you ever,
so annoying.
Have you ever abused that power and just got like one of your friends kicked out of a show? Like you're not even drunk. Like, let's say I was watching you at a show, and I'm just in the back, like enjoying myself. You're like, 1 second, can you go get this guy the fuck out of here?
I haven't. That's pretty funny though. Yeah. I should.
I'm like, what?
What? Get him out.
Get him out right now. I'm not going to do any more jokes.
Oh my god,
that would
be funny.
Get that motherfucker out of here. He's shining a laser pointer at me. I'm like, I'm a fucking. Just get me booted out of the club.
I do have college friends from years ago, obviously, who will come to shows sometimes. Mm. That would be so funny just to do to one of them with like towards the end of the show, so don't ruin their whole night. But just have them tossed, and then when they're trying to explain, I'd be like, I don't know that guy, and just get him.
Chan, it's me. It's your mom.
Nah,
get her the fuck out.
Get
of
her
here.
Out. I don't know that lady. Get her out. God, that
she's
would be so funny.
Me, she's flipping me off. Get her the fuck out of here. And while she's like getting drug out, you're like sticking your tongue out at her. Bye. But see you Thanksgiving. Bye.
But the mosh pit, mm. I mean, that was brave of you to even go close. That thing, I don't think I would go anywhere near a mosh pit now.
I mean, thrice isn't that heavy.
No,
and especially not anymore. So yeah. It's all their older songs.
So it wasn't too much moshing.
It wasn't too much. Like people are really stretching. To try and mosh.
They're just like, I just want to mosh
they
so
love
bad.
The memory of what Thrice used to be.
Right.
Compared to like a lot of what they play now.
Right.
So they're really trying to get back into that hardcore scene that they fell in love with Thrice, like, 20 years ago?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever, did you ever do moshing much?
Yeah. When I was younger.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I did it, maybe I didn't go to concerts young enough, if I would have went like in high school. But after that, I went a few times, I'm like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
Because there was always a couple psychopaths. Like I remember like a Marilyn Manson concert and some other concerts like I went to where like most people would just be bouncing into each other having fun. And then there'd be like some huge meathead who's like, I'm just going to fuck people up.
Like he's been training for concert season.
Right.
Like all winter long.
Mm-hmm.
He's been hitting the gym.
Yep.
And he's ready to push your dumb emo kid into the floor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I saw a guy like face spike some kid on the floor once. And then other people, it was rough. Like that one, I'm like, I think he almost killed that kid. But it was some huge meathead and like a little emo kid. And I'm like, why are you doing that?
do people always use you as a ladder, Dan, in the crowds? Like the crowd surf? That's what I always get.
Jump
people
up on you.
Crawl over my head.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Kick
you're
me in the face.
Little, yes, you
that's
know what?
The, best.
The kick in the face, I have had that happen. I haven't had somebody use me as a ladder, but also in the front, yes, when stage diving and crowd surfing was more popular,
mm-hmm.
I do remember getting just kicked pretty good in the face with somebody's Doc Martin.
Yeah.
And like they're just floating by, and I'm like, nope, fuck this. And I'm like, I'm going to back up because that is not fun.
No, thanks.
And you saw, you talked about it before the show.
I've seen.
You saw somebody stage dive
into the floor.
God, I wish that's.
It was one of
seen?
The funniest things I've ever seen.
That's so great.
And it's a band that's a local band. So I'm not going to say who it was, but I have to say it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
My God.
They just didn't do the number one rule, which was yell and get the crowd's attention before you go and do it. So they know you're fucking coming.
Right.
And they're not looking to the other side of the stage.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
He just put
down his instrument and then sprinted forward
and
like crushed three people that weren't paying attention and then slammed his face into the floor.
Did he get
he
back on stage?
He popped back up and ran back up like nothing happened.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the stage is what? How tall is the stage? 4 feet, 4.5 feet at the Knitting Factory, Zach?
Yeah.
About that?
Yep.
So it's not like it's a crazy fall.
Yeah.
But it was super embarrassing. I felt really bad for him.
And it's
but it was really funny.
Concrete floor. So it's not a forgiving floor.
Nope. I mean, you probably landed on some small children, which that'll break your fall.
Right.
So good for him. What's the dumbest thing you dummies have seen at a concert? Let's go ahead and throw that question out there.
Yeah.
So I know that people are going to say they've seen people. Fuck, I've seen blowjobs against the rail.
Really?
Like right up front. Yep. Guy standing there defending it and the girl sucking his dick.
No way.
Yep. Seen it.
That's somebody who's an exhibitionist.
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just out there in the open.
So what's the craziest thing you've seen, dummies? Send that in to dumb@isbedumb.com. Would love to read those. Ready to move on to Dumb Dumb Idiots?
Was that at a Buck Cherry concert?
No, but I wish it was.
I just picture. What is that?
Crazy Bitch?
Yeah, Crazy Bitch song. That's what I picture, like her going down to someone in the front of a concert to that song.
I think what concert was it? I want to say it was a metal show.
Lionel Richie.
It was Lionel Richie. That's what it was.
you're way too young.
Could have been Steel Panther.
Steel Panther. Okay.
There's some crazy shit that happens at those shows.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Zach, how many boobs have you seen at Steel Panther shows?
All the boobs.
That's right.
Really? That's just a thing? They just like, because they play up that stereotype of being like hair metal guys.
It's like it's a
parody.
It's a parody of the hair rock.
How funny is that though? Where they're like, we're just joking around. It's a parody. And then they're like backstage just running trains. And everyone's like, we're just joking around. It's like, no. This is how they used to do it.
This is how they used to do it.
We're just like, we're just joking around about doing blow off of all these like groupies' asses and then fucking them.
And then we're doing it.
It's a joke. Come on.
We're living the life. It's a joke.
Somebody's finally like, but you guys are really, really actually doing that.
It's not funny anymore. You're doing it. You just fucked my wife.
Right.
Oh, come on.
Guys, you really have a lot of STDs now. Yeah, but like as a joke, we have like parody STDs.
Not all the time,
that's
right?
Not what the doctor says.
That's not how they work.
The doctor says that's not how it works.
We don't wear this makeup all the time. Yeah, you wear the STDs all the time. You guys, how do you not know this? How do you guys not understand this?
Guys, you're going to die of AIDS in 6 weeks. As a joke. No, but you're really in the hospital.
Am I now? Takes off the wig. Now do I have AIDS? Yes. Yes, of course you have AIDS. Like, what are you?
He's still AIDS. He's at the doctor's office. But like, come on. But look at this outfit. He's like, check out the solo. The doctor's like, no, he still has AIDS.
All the time? Yeah, all the time. What if I change instruments? God damn it. Just, you have AIDS. Please stop. Okay, should we move on to Dumb Dumb Idiots?
That's really funny to me. Yes.
That is super funny. All right, Zach, do it. Thanks.
I love the guy who doesn't understand that character, who doesn't understand that when you actually do things in real life under the guise of irony or parody, like, you're still doing them. There's still consequences. Uh-huh. I just love the guy who's like, no, I'm just like the coked out rock star from the 80s who just fucks everything and never uses a condom. Uh-huh. And it's like, but that's why you're like, but you've had 3 heart attacks.
7 kids.
You have 7 kids. You have so many alimony payments. But like joke alimony, but no, they're real kids.
Right. They're real kids. I don't wear this all the time.
No, those are my joke kids. I got my real family. Those are my joke families. They don't see it that way.
They don't see that way. They're pissed.
They're very pissed.
Come on. Why are you mad?
In a parody way. No, in a real way.
She hired a hitman. Right. That's why we're here. But she was just kidding, too. She gets it. All right. So this first story for Dumb Dumb Idiots was sent in by Dummy Jeff. And if you're going to break into a place.
Yeah.
Drive for a little extra fun time. This would not be the place to do it.
Okay.
Rogue grandma breaks bones on slide after sneaking into water park at 2 a.m. Wait till you hear some of these details.
I love that you broke in.
It's fucking terrible. So a rogue grandmother and her friend broke their legs after sneaking into a water park at 2 a.m. during a drunken night out.
Now, these are young grandmas, I will say.
Yeah.
As grandmas go.
So UK woman Claire Vickers, 46, and friend Barry Douglas, 44, were stuck in a water slide flume for 2 hours with fractured shins and shattered feet before they were rescued. So the pair had snuck into the Aldershot Lido?
I don't know, Lido,
Park, yeah. I think so, Park, back in early August. The drunken duo splashed water down the slide from the top in a bid to generate some lubrication and speed before stepping into the slide. But their drunken ride soon became a nightmare when they slammed into a barrier towards the bottom. Their legs collided with the barrier, blocking the exit, shattering their feet, and fracturing one shin. Vickers described the incident like a scene out of a horror movie Saw.
Wow.
So it says,
So that's the slide. So it's not like a crazy big slide.
And they were stuck there for hours trying to get attention to finally somebody was able to stop because Douglas ended up with both ankles shattered.
And his
foot was hanging off.
Oh.
In quotes.
Banging and banging against the slide 4 hours. I mean, that is a thing. Oh my God. 3:46 a.m. That's when the people started to show up to help him.
So this is the
holy.
My understanding is
shit.
This is the slide right here. If you're watching on YouTube,
and they got mangled.
So you see how they have like a barrier they put at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
So that basically
after hours,
so that people don't do this,
and so they just go down this water slide and like, yay, I'm gonna hit that water, and then just slam into some kind of like plastic barrier, shatter their ankles. One person breaks their shins, or breaks their leg, and then in agony,
mm-hmm.
trapped at the bottom of the slide 4 hours.
That is so bad.
That's so bad. I'm amazed they didn't pass out from the pain. I hope the park didn't even like pursue criminal charge. Like, they fucked themselves.
This is enough.
This is enough. You're never going to walk the same again. You've learned your lesson.
I mean, let's look at the medical bill. on this bad boy. And then right at the bottom, it's like, and $500 for trespassing. You're like, all right. I fucking right. pile it on.
Whatever. I
got $270,000 in surgery.
And you're banned from this water park. Fuck yeah, I am. Self-imposed.
Yeah, selfie, not going back.
I'm banned from all water parks forever in the whole world.
First time there, place sucks.
they go on Yelp? Yeah, what's our review? Pretty fucked up. They put barriers after hours. Really hurt your feet.
Right, just going down a slide. Now both my ankles are shattered. Love Barry, 1 star. But I can't think of, I've never broken into something that had this big of consequences. It's like,
I like that.
Like breaking into a power plant.
Yeah.
Like you've heard the horror stories of some kid thinking it was like a transformer.
And getting like electrocuted. Like,
yeah, and then jumping the fence and just getting fucking exploded.
Right.
But I don't think it happens very often.
No, I broke into like dumb stuff, like a school and things as a kid, but like, never something like this. I'm trying to think. Yeah, nothing like this. Right. Nothing like water park or amusement park where you're, you know, getting in after. You've done, I mean, it sounds like you guys used to do hot tub stuff all the time, which is a little risky.
Yeah, it was just something we did in our town. It's a part of Sun Valley,
yeah.
of like the Wood River Valley, super uber rich.
Yeah.
Like an insane amount of money. Down in that part of Idaho.
But people who don't live there year-round.
They're just snowbirds, or they come there for literally a week out of the year and have these gigantic mansions or condos, right?
Yeah.
So we would know, for the most part, who these people were.
Yeah.
And then we would just go break into their hot tubs. So we'd have like a flock of 20 or 25 every winter, different condos.
Right.
And you just knew that no one was going to catch you.
Yeah.
So we'd just jump over the fence. And the best part was the town was so small that there's so many times that you would hop over that you're being all quiet. You're getting your beers over the fence and you're climbing over. Then you hop over and you're like, oh shit, Chad, Joe, is that you? And then your other friends are already there. Like, oh shit, what's up, man? And you're like all excited, but whispery. You can't get caught.
That's hilarious.
They just yell at you. Like I never got in trouble. Or the cops did show up a couple times, but you just run. Just run from them. Fuck them.
I was too worried to break into most places. I was worried, maybe, you know, an amusement park or something. I don't know. Maybe I would have tried that.
Right.
But I remember like houses, like my dad had too many loaded guns laying around the house. Like he was paranoid about people breaking in.
Like that was the standard it set?
Yep. And so in my mind, I'm like, if there's a good chance I'll die if I break into somebody's place.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to shoot me and kill me.
I thought your dad has like a bazooka and some mortars.
Oh my God.
He's like, fuck, every house has a bazooka and mortars. He has just a mortar pointed straight at the front door. It's just some weird shit. He's like, every house must have that.
I don't know if I've ever told this story here, but it's a quick one, but so funny to me that my dad, we didn't have a lot growing up. Like he just didn't have a lot of assets. So it was funny to me that like he had, at one point he got really paranoid. He's much better now. But at one point he got really paranoid and he had a variety of handguns all around the house, loaded. Like the worst, like it's like a commercial for like, don't do this when you have kids.
Like one ninja roll from a gun at all times.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And he had like, the theory was if you got, somebody broke in and you were trapped in the kitchen or you were trapped in the living room, there was always a loaded gun you can access. I'm not making this.
What if a guy came in and you were making popcorn?
Right.
And like, so inside the microwave,
there's a shotgun.
Fold out shotgun.
But it's all these handguns.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has them all. Nobody ever broke in. Nobody ever tried to steal his stuff. Finally, when he's moving, he puts all the guns in storage. Somebody breaks in, takes all the guns.
Gotcha.
The most valuable thing he had was the guns.
Oh, boy.
And somebody stole them. And he was so pissed.
I bet.
Just cracked me up, though.
That is funny. What the irony there.
Mm-hmm.
This next story was sent in by a handful of dummies, and there's not a lot to say about it, but I know that you love stories like this.
Yeah.
So a woman is suing Geico for $1 million, claiming she got HPV from having sex in a Hyundai Genesis they insured, but insurance firm will only go forward with the case if the couple identifies themselves as they move into court. Yeah. Which it doesn't sound like, I'm guessing.
This is ridiculous.
Geico doesn't have cheap or like just poor lawyers.
No.
Like I'm sure they've got a good team.
Missouri woman.
Yep. Okay. So a Missouri woman is seeking $1 million from Geico in federal court after she had sex and contracted an STD from a man in the backseat of her vehicle that was covered by the insurance provider.
Jesus.
The insurance company has since filed a countersuit and has accused the pair, who have elected to remain anonymous during court proceedings.
Good.
A couple for a massive payout.
Yeah. Collusion. Yep. Collusion payout. You know what? I love hearing that. I love hearing that part where they are countersuit. I wish more companies would countersue for these frivolous lawsuits. And I hope more judges just like let them fucking have it on the countersuit.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to make a quick buck off of some fucking nonsense shit like you got an STD, not even like from the car. It'd be one, even if you got it from the car, even if like you fucked, not that people use standard transmissions anymore, but if like you fucked the gear stick and then the gear stick had gonorrhea somehow.
Sure.
You got, even in that case, it's like, why are you fucking the gear stick?
Maybe don't do that.
Maybe don't fuck the car.
But think about it.
Just don't. Just don't.
Exactly.
Just don't. That is so absurd that they would have the fucking audacity. I hope they get buried for suing for that.
And I know we've talked about it a little bit in the past, but it would be fun if the consequences, the stakes were super high.
Mm-hmm.
If you did this, like, and that's great. Like, I don't want to stop you. Like, maybe there's something here.
Yep.
Like, maybe you did actually get hurt. And something, it sounds stupid to everybody else, but you do actually have a case and you're going to move forward.
Sure, that's okay.
And lawyers say that's great.
Right.
But like as we've discussed before, if it doesn't go through.
Maybe like a council of 12, and it has to be unanimous.
Mm.
If they unanimously vote that what you did was an obvious money grab and it's frivolous, then you get dragged to the city, like the town square, and you get stoned to death.
Right.
Just make an example of you. I just feel like that would cut way down on frivolous lawsuits if there was a decent chance you could be fucking stoned to death. Can you imagine?
Is it worth it?
Is it worth it? Can you imagine bringing that back when they used to do that kind of stuff? But today, you look at the itinerary for what's going on in your city. We got a veterans pancake breakfast to raise money for the VFW hall.
Mm-hmm.
The Odd Fellows are, you know, doing something at 3 o'clock.
Park cleanup.
Mm-hmm, they're watching Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. The park at a friend. They're stoning a man to death. At 4 p.m. in the fucking town square.
For trying to sue Albertsons.
For trying to sue Albertsons.
For he smashed his toe with a shopping cart.
Right.
So he's dead. Right. And everyone's welcome. What if the panel that voted on it was like Randy Johnson? Like, it was just really good people. Like, that played baseball, very athletic, and throw things really hard.
Oh.
And that, like, they're famous.
They're the stone throwers.
Kurt Schilling.
Oh, my God.
Nolan Ryan. He threw some homers.
It's like, and then that becomes another, like, charity thing.
Right.
You have, like, Roger Clemens coming to town. You know, he's been out of the league for a long time now. But he comes in to raise money. You have to pay $20 to watch the person get stoned to death. But there's going to be a special guest appearance by Roger Clemens, who's going to throw the first stone. They have a throw the first stone cameo at stonings.
Uh-huh.
We have Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's going to throw the first stone today. But it wouldn't even use somebody, like, more current.
Sure.
It would be, like, more, like, people. Like, we got Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
He's throwing the first stone.
They're playing. They can't go now. It's midseason. These are all retired pitchers and huge dudes.
I was going to actors, but yeah, pitchers is probably
sure.
Better.
And they just
Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, exactly. And they just are just waiting. Like, you know that if you bring up some bullshit like this, you know exactly who's going to be throwing some shit at you.
Oh my God, it'd be like the highlight of some small town. Like,
this would be the best. Instead of having like a mud truck type thing, it'd be a stoning in center court.
Oh my God, people making all this extra income off of fucking stonings. Where like Nolan Ryan's going to like Spearfish, South Dakota, and Greensboro, North Carolina, like, or, you know, like all these like random small cities and stuff. Peoria, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
This May 7th and 8th. Nolan Ryan.
The entire city is funded by these stonings. It's the only place in the country they get away with it. Some weird loophole.
And I like that the stoning is something like, if you don't want to get stoned, then just don't ever, you know, wage something that's even remotely frivolous as a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're not suing people left and right, you don't have to worry about being stoned.
Like, I the video that we watched a handful of weeks back where that guy faked to get hit by the Tesla.
He gets fucking stoned.
He's dead.
Yeah, with footage like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, well,
sorry.
Good job. Now fucking Ken Griffey Jr. is throwing out the first pitch at the fucking Ritzville stoning.
Right. Out there in Derby. That sounds like a small town, right?
Yeah, it's got Wallace, like Idaho, whatever.
Stoning Derby. Okay, well, that's it, but not the dumbest thing. I have just a video to watch for the apocalypse pending this week. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's roll it.
It's the apocalypse.
Now, I had seen this video,
okay,
but it's been a long time. This was sent in by Dummy Matt.
Has it been a while?
It has been a while.
It's been a while. It's
been a while since I heard.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. There's a guy that used to sing karaoke in my small town growing up.
Yeah.
He just pull his beanie over his face and sit on the stage.
Yes.
And that's the only thing he would ever sing.
Oh my God. Because
every time you went, he'd be up there. Super.
But he'd get really dramatic, like a dramatic pull down. Oh, that's great.
With his little drink that he'd swirl.
Oh,
he's just mumbling shit.
Swirl his whiskey neat. It's been a while since I had a date with a real woman.
One that I didn't have to blow up. You get it. Okay, so this was sent in, and we're just going to watch it again. If you're just listening to the audio, you can find a link to this video in the episode description if you want to take a peek at it.
Okay, so one last thing. I figured we couldn't make a video with such a high-powered rifle. I was blowing up a truck, so let's get a nice big explosion, maybe a little shrapnel going.
Okay.
Okay, so we got a gun.
Yeah.
We've got a truck. And the truck has explosives on it.
Okay, and he's about, I don't know, maybe 100 feet back from this truck.
Sure,
and he's got a Chive shirt on, so is that a joke website? It was? No, it's news and stuff, right?
Yeah, it's like a lifestyle brand.
That's right.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it before, okay?
It's usually just like, now it's a lot of it's just hot chicks and Bill Murray shirts.
Oh,
it's kind of where they
landed.
I don't know what else is going on there. okay, so let's play. Here we go. Ready?
I'm going to shoot this old, looks like a Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa! He almost died.
Yeah, it was.
I just heard some.
Lots of shrapnel. Well, I really like this rifle. I've got to.
Oh my God, he stays calm.
Like I said, it's so compact. You can fold it up, stick it anywhere. But hope you guys enjoyed the video.
It's just so.
Dude.
All right, you want to watch the explosion one more time?
Yeah, I heard somebody in the background be like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. Oh my God, there it goes. That
shrapnel the door.
Is coming.
It's the entire.
Dude.
Entire door.
The entire door. Moving at about 300 miles an hour.
And I looked around,
by 6 inches.
I paused it a bunch to see if I could see some motion blur, like effects.
Like a CGI thing?
Sure. And I mean, sure, you can, but also I couldn't tell. It did have a weird movement to it, but it's also a door that's bent in a weird shape bouncing off the ground. So it could go in a different direction. But I just love that.
He's so lucky he didn't die.
So lucky. Let's just assume it is real.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks like, it's such a dumb guy thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've all done some dumb shit with a gun. If you've grown up shooting guns
and explosives, I talk about that in my act right now. Like I talk about trying to make pipe bombs as a teenager.
Sure,
you know, but having no real thought to like, I just wanted to be able to make some bombs, but like no knowledge of blast force and like how far, like what shrapnel could do, and just like no. There was no part of me that was going to study like, okay, well, how far back do I need to be from the bomb? It would be more like, well, no, I just toss it over to the side a little bit. And then
the depth of your knowledge on ballistics was, looks cool.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Looks cool. Sounds cool.
Looks cool in movies.
It's loud.
It's loud. I want
to
do that.
What else do I have to know?
Come on.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Moving on.
Yep.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Ugh. All right, you ready for One Star Heroes?
Yes.
Because you were on the road. Let's do it.
I get no respect in real life. Always am upset. So I let them know I hate them on the internet. Yeah.
So I was just in Kansas City where I had a lot of fun. Thanks to all the dummies that came out to the shows at the Kansas City Improv. We did 6 shows.
Woohoo!
It was super fun. Yeah, two Friday, 2 Saturday, 2 Sunday. And Doug from a buddy of mine here, just right in the building.
Right,
the financial advisor, Edward Jones. He came out. He'd never been like on the road to see some stuff. And a lot of times, I just kind of get work mode, and I don't do a lot on the road. I'm trying to like do a little bit when I'm out now. And we did go. We went to an awesome place called the Green Lady. If anybody's in Kansas City, it's a jazz bar downtown, and it is so cool. So highly recommend supporting this place. It's amazing. And we also did a barbecue. And I've had barbecue in Kansas City before, you know, quite a few times. It's known for barbecue. It's like the, you know, most people, I think, city-wise, consider it like that's the king of barbecue, in Kansas City.
Okay.
The city most known. Yes, there's Texas. Yes, there's, North Carolina. But as far as a city, Kansas City is like the big one, I think. And the big three in Kansas City historically is Oklahoma Joe's, which is now called Joe's Kansas City, which is weird that they changed the name. It was fine. It's like somebody got worried, like, maybe they're going to think we're in Oklahoma.
Maybe they, well, I don't know where I am anymore.
I don't know where
I am anymore.
Maybe
they got sued.
I'm confused. Maybe they got sued. Who knows? No. So Oklahoma Joe's, now Joe's of Kansas City, and then Gates, and then Arthur Bryant's.
Okay.
And I'd had Gates and Oklahoma Joe's before, and I had them again this weekend. I had not been to Arthur Bryant's. And for the reviews, I'm picking Kansas City Barbecue and Arthur Bryant's. And I will say, the ones on Kansas City Barbecue, the one star seem petty. The one at Arthur Bryant seemed legit, and I'll explain why.
All right. Okay, let's dive into it. I'm excited.
Okay, so Joe's Kansas City on Yelp, 3,961 reviews, and a lot of people use Google instead of Yelp now, so that's a crazy amount for Yelp, and 4.5 stars. So very good, very well reviewed. Evan B. is such an annoying barbecue-type person. I don't know what it is about barbecue that brings out these aficionados.
Oh, yeah.
And they know everything about barbecue, and they're going to come just pick it apart, and they're going to throw around their lingo. And it's, I just don't like this personality. Evan B., one star. Some of the worst barbecue I've had. Not sure I'd put this up against any other state's best or even KC. If you follow barbecue like I do, this place comes recommended, but it doesn't follow through. Pulled pork is overspiced. Barbecue links were dry. Do yourself a favor and try any other place on the East Coast. You'll find better Q. It was the last thing that got me. You'll find better Q. This guy just, I bet he has that personality. It's like, you think you know a little bit about barbecue? I know a little bit about barbecue. And then he has to show you his knowledge, and you got the fucking dry rub and the spices, mm-hmm. and he's talking about curing it this way. And he's the guy, no matter what you do with your barbecue. Oh, what? Use green egg smoker? Get the fuck out of here. Oh, use liquid smoke? Okay, I thought you were serious. Let me teach you something.
Yeah.
It's like, I just feel like I couldn't enjoy barbecue around that guy.
No, absolutely not.
Because I'd be like, tastes good to me. Oh, well, all right. Well, I got to get you some real barbecue.
Well, let me know when you want to taste something that someone actually tried.
Right.
When they cooked it.
Let me know when you want something good so you can get some perspective. I'll let you know that I never want to eat with you, Evan. Next one, Brad S., one star. This one just cracked me up the way it's written. And then the ending. Brad's a mess. Brad's a fucking hot mess. He writes, we have been to this place several times, and the ambiance is just great. I think he means ambiance.
I would hope so.
Not so much for the ribs. We ordered a whole slab of ribs, and they were so salty and uneatable. Should be inedible. I tried to scrape the rub off so I could eat them. Didn't work, still not eatable.
Oh, boy.
If you go try the brisket and skip the ribs, I would not recommend them, but a fun place. Fucking what? What's going on here?
Mixed signals.
Mixed signals. I love that. We like the ambiance, just don't like the food. We just don't like where it's a barbecue place. It's about 99% of it should be the food at a barbecue place. But he's just like, well, you know, the ambiance, the ambiance is great, and didn't like any of the food, but you know, it's a fun place.
Right. Kids had a blast.
It's not a good place to eat.
Got a playground. I don't know.
They have some cool pictures on the walls. Right. They got some nice fans. The ceiling fans are good.
It just tastes like shit.
Just tastes like shit.
Cool inside. Fucking hated it.
The tablecloths, I thought they were a cool color.
High quality napkins.
Napkins were great.
Food was shit.
Straws were fantastic. Best straws I've ever had. The drinks were very good. And then Becky B. This is a weirdo. I got two weirdos to finish out this Oklahoma Joe's. Becky B. One star. Excellent barbecue. The one star rating is for a skinny bolt that was sticking out about 1.5 inches out of one of the exterior doors, just below my shoulder level. Upon leaving, as the door was closing past me, it totally ripped a huge hole in my jacket at the upper arm as I was leaving. It left a deep scratch on my arm. I went and talked to a manager. He said they'd tape it up. Okay, thanks. Now my jacket that I just got for Christmas 2 days ago is ruined. No offer to pay for it or even an offer to give me a sweatshirt. Nothing. I sure hope that bolt doesn't hit someone shorter than me in the face. It could take an eye out. Yeah, the barbecue was delicious. Customer service, horrible. Here's the thing. This place is always packed. So packed.
Absolutely.
Like I've been to this place several times, and it's notorious for having a line out the door. There's people leaning up against the door. Every time I've been there, I guarantee you this is her. Becky, you're a fucking klutz. And it was a freak accident. And you like if that was a common thing, just with the amount of traffic this place gets, I mean, it is so fucking packed all the time. They would have fixed it. Uh-huh. Like they would have, if this was a dangerous bolt outside the door. But it's like, it reminds me of I tripped and I hit my head on the corner of the wall. They need to get that corner more dull.
Yeah, it wasn't bouncy enough.
It's a real sharp corner and it really hurt my head. Someone's going to kill themselves on this corner. Yeah, fucking idiot.
Yeah, you, because you tripped.
You fucking clumsy bitch. Right. Like, just work on your balance. Like,
yeah, start there.
Yeah, what are you doing? Like, there's no way this is a fucking dangerous bull. I'm sure that they were just being nice, being like, oh, we're so sorry about that. In their head, they're like, what the fuck?
No, please.
Fucking 17 years.
I have 80 orders to make right now.
Get no one's fallen on that bolt ever.
How'd you do it?
How did you even do it? How is that even possible that you tore your jacket on that? And then, okay, this one's, this was my favorite of these ones here. This is so ridiculous, her expectations. Maria P., 1 star. Well, this is my favorite barbecue spot in Kansas City. Says so in my previous review, and it does.
Okay.
She leaves this in 2015, 2013. Best barbecue in KC by far, 5 stars.
All right.
Okay. Except tonight's experience was the worst because I didn't even get to eat. We got in line at 8 p.m. The line was out the door. But this isn't our first rodeo, so we know the food is worth waiting for. And we have never had to wait for more than 30 to 45 minutes. It was 9:30 by the time we got to the counter to order. Joe's is one of my favorite spots because they have a vegetarian sandwich, which is all portobello mushrooms inside of instead of brisket. It's the best. So that's what I ordered. The lady replied with, "We ran out of mushrooms." We had to then leave after waiting in line for an hour and a half with no one letting anyone in line know that they ran out of a menu item. They did offer a different vegetarian option, which was coleslaw on a bun. That's a definite no. And now everything else is closed, so I'm forced to eat macaroni and cheese. No, you're not. Gross. Although I will be back, I will now have to go to the front counter every time to make sure they have mushrooms. You fucking lunatic. Like, this is a barbecue place. This is not a vegetarian sandwich place, first off. Yeah. And I just love her expectation. They are fucking slammed. The line is wrapped around the block. She knows it's busy. Uh-huh. They're trying to get all these people. And she expects someone to be like, everybody, just like walk down. We're out of mushrooms. We're out of mushrooms.
Did you hear me?
Did you hear me? We're out of mushrooms.
What was that?
We're out of mushrooms.
We're out of mushrooms.
At a barbecue place, 99% of the people are like, I don't give a fuck. I didn't know you had mushrooms.
You're going to find this shocking. Didn't come here for the mushrooms.
Did not come here for the mushrooms. But Maria's one of three people who comes here for the mushrooms.
Yeah, of course we have ribs.
Great,
bye.
We have ribs, we have fucking pulled pork, we have smoked chicken. We just ran out of mushrooms.
Oh, well.
We bought our last round of mushrooms in fucking 1998.
They've been frozen.
We've sold 7 mushrooms in the last 25 years.
And
to her. That's just a weird expectation. And this thing is like these barbecue places and these places... Yeah, places run out. That always kills me. When someone gets mad for waiting and then they've run out of that, it's like, yeah, they don't have an unlimited supply. And I've never been to a restaurant where it's like, attention, everyone, attention. We no longer have the chicken fried steak. Carry on. Fucking no one does that.
I've never heard it.
Nope.
Not a single time.
You go to order and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, we're out of that.
Yeah, that's when you find out.
Yep, that's when you find out. That's how it has always worked at every restaurant I've ever been to. So
I do have to say the alternative.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sorry we don't have that mushroom burger that you wanted or whatever he's making. He goes, but we can put coleslaw on a bun for you. They might as well just like said, like, well, if you want to lick the floor.
I know that is a funny backup option. But we can throw some coleslaw on a bun and call that a vegetarian sandwich.
Wink. Yeah, I guess wink side, like, get the fuck out of here.
Go on, get.
Like a little riding saddle, whatever, the riding whip. The
oh, yeah, yeah. The little horse. Oh, man, what's that called?
I forget.
Riding a bridle? No. Nah, damn it. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, that thing.
That thing. Okay, next place, Arthur Bryant's. I had never been to this place, and this is like supposedly like the original, like where Kansas City barbecue started. Hmm. Been around since, I believe, the 50s. Don't quote me on that, but it's been around a lot longer than the other places, and it doesn't feel like it's ever been updated since then. This is one of those places where it's like, yeah, we want to keep the character, which I get. And they have this wall of photos, which is cool. It's like a whole bunch of past presidents and, you know, actors and, you know, different people that have come in there and eaten the barbecue. It's like the barbecue spot historically.
Okay.
3.5 stars, though, 1,529 reviews. And the reason this place is so fucking dirty, it's the dirtiest restaurant I've literally ever been into in my whole life.
Man.
This first guy, Michael G., Arlington Heights, 1 star. Dirty, greasy floors, almost fell walking through this rat hole. Overpriced, overrated barbecue. I have had barbecue all over the USA. This is the bottom of the barrel. Living on their past, I can't believe the Board of Health hasn't closed it down. Huh. And I will agree with this.
All right.
Because I walked in, I'm like, and I made jokes that the crowd responded to one of the shows in Kansas City, where I'm like, I'm pretty sure if I were to like wipe my fucking finger on the grease on the floor, I could have tasted some of the original barbecue like on the day they opened.
Sure.
Like, it doesn't feel like they've ever cleaned the floors or the bathroom. It is the filthiest place I've ever been in.
Yeah, I can see the slidey floor.
Literally, I had to walk carefully because I was sliding around every step I took.
Like, you look in the in the kitchen of a fast food restaurant.
Yeah,
like whoever's by the fry machine, like that. Because their feet are always going, weep,
weep. Yep.
Like, they're just kind of skating around,
enjoying it. Whole restaurants like that.
Yeah, okay, that's gross.
And then the table, like the plastic tablecloths, but they had so much stains on them that you like you tried to like clean your... And by the way, the employees they had on the day I went could not have given a fuck less about literally anything.
Okay.
They were so rude. They just were so over it. No one there was nice. It was everybody kind of scowling. It was a very unhappy vibe. And and then like the tables were so filthy. You just kind of clean your own table, but it was so permanently stained and dirty. You just be like, oh, I guess it just is going to fucking look like this no matter what we do.
This is how we live now.
Yep. So you just eat on a dirty table. and then you're looking back in the kitchen because you can see it when you walk in. It looks filthy. So you're like, awesome. Everything is dirty.
Mm.
Don't know for sure if it was from this. The next day, John Huck came down with the worst case of food poisoning he's ever had.
Oh.
And I immediately thought, like, probably Arthur Bryant's.
Probably where it started.
He was just throwing up and shitting all day long.
Oh, man. Poor John.
He could barely do the shows.
I have a visual I have to get off my chest.
Okay.
You walk in there,
yeah,
and everyone's sitting down enjoying their food,
yeah,
but all the tables and chairs are floating. Like, they're just, like, moving by themselves around the greasy floor. Like, they're in some sort of weird dance.
Cockroaches are pushing them around.
You're talking... Everyone's, they're taking a bite of their... their food, but they're just floating into the left corner slowly. Everyone's just bouncing. Oh, excuse me.
Excuse me.
Bouncing. The tables are bouncing off each other. Like some sort of screensaver looking situation. That'd be fun.
I was picturing it being so cartoonishly dirty that cockroaches actually come in and fucking clean off your table. You're just like, hey, can we get some cockroaches to clean the table
off? One second. We're busy.
Cockroaches fucking take a smoke break. I'll back. Hey, when those cockroaches are done smoking, can they come clean our tables?
Right after I cook your food.
Whole place is run by cockroaches. Who knew?
I love that the voice you just did is the universal voice for cockroaches.
It has to be.
I would do the same voice. I think almost everything. Yeah, you can get that in a second here. Yeah, there's no problem.
It's basically Beetlejuice.
Right? Beetlejuice is the cockroach voice.
Showtime.
Okay, so I thought this was funny. I think this guy may have been here when I was there too. Michael B. didn't care for the staff's attitude. One star. From 2019, absolutely the rudest person I've ever experienced. I would never suggest this place. He took my order, repeated my order, proceeded to give me the wrong food, argued that he gave me the correct food in a threatening way. It was an extremely embarrassing situation that kept escalating due to his rage. I would not suggest this place. Food was fair and service was deplorable. Go to Q39 or Jack Stack. Stay away from Arthur Bryant's. And then he took a picture and labeled it the culprit. And that's so funny. The culprit.
In case you're confused. Oh, man.
Now, I will say the staff when I was there, they were just, they really did seem so angry.
Okay.
And just like when you're ordering, they're just pissed at you out the gate. And I get that there's a lot of people coming through. And I didn't fuck up my order. I tried to be very clear, you know, say things, you know, without having to repeat myself. And still, and the guy did mess something up. And then I was like, no, and the baked beans. And he was just like, baked beans. But like, just dicks. Just fucking dicks. Last one here. This is the owner getting back. The owner got back to a lot of places. Jerry R. gets back to a lot of the comments at Arthur's. And I want to address this. Mark okay. S. 324-2020. Brisket sandwich was actually really good, but that's about it. I wish I knew what the training program for new employees involved was, because professionalism and manners definitely not in the curriculum. Arthur Bryant's staff considers the customer's exchange of currency for food services as a burden. I would vouch for that.
Mm-hmm.
This place would make the most hardcore Bernie Sanders supporter go from advocating $15 an hour minimum wage to lowering what minimum wage stands at today. I get where he's coming from.
Yeah.
Update 4/4/2020, with the owner attempting to call me out, I think you can see how the culture from the top trickles down to the employees on the front line. Trying to state that me not responding in a timely fashion to address the employees prevents him from taking action is ludicrous. Those employees treat everyone that comes in like crap. I'm sure documenting isn't difficult. And he's responding to Jerry R. in between those two things,
mm-hmm.
says, I have responded two times to this gentleman, agreeing with him without investigation and apologizing. I asked one thing, date, time, so I could fix the issue. What I got was no response. After being there, Jerry, I'm going to say every date, every time. Sure. If you want to look for a date and time when your employees are rude to the customers, it would be all day, every day that you're open.
Just go.
And it would be literally all of them.
Anytime you walk in there, like that.
Mm-hmm. So just like whatever, like if you open at 9 and you close at 10, then I would say, the whole time, every single minute, from 9 to 10, your employees are fucking rude to customers.
At least it's a good place to start.
That's a good place to start.
A good place to start is all the time.
And then he says, you know, I got no response, lack of action, frustrates business managers and owners. The public has this stage, uses it because they feel wronged instead of going to train management at the time to correct the issue immediately, like the good old days. But when asking for help, crickets. And there's some validity to that in some places for sure.
Sure.
We've addressed that. Then he says, to the public. us and every other business know we don't earn all of our poor ratings, and we sure as heck don't earn all of our 5-star ratings. You have this platform, and I like it. Instant feedback. Who could ask for more? But remember this, you are communicating, and communication is a two-way street. Please respond to me and others so we can permanently fix the issue. If this man would have responded, I would have fired both people involved because he would have answered my one simple question. It would have given me teeth with unemployment personnel, but now, no info, and the suspected employee is still here to become a POS customer service rep to someone else. Jerry,
are you buying it?
Nope. Nope. This guy, because actually, I saw a guy that looked a lot like this guy. If it wasn't him, hanging out in the what looked like the manager's office,
okay,
when I was there, as I fucking slid by on grease, as I basically did a Heely around the corner without wheels, he was sitting there and just like doing nothing. And I'm pretty sure if it's him, another employee in there, I just happened to look in there, looked at me with like a what the fuck are you looking at glare. So Jerry, if you were serious, what you do is literally fire all of your employees and you would close down for 6 months to remodel the fucking piece of shit that you have not updated since 1953, and you would use a cleaning service every week. If you're serious, that's direct feedback, Jerry. Jerry, if you're watching, shut your fucking place down for a long time, clean it, fire everyone, start over, replace yourself as manager. Then you have a chance of getting some better 5-star reviews.
But you go in this, everyone has to duck to go in, yeah, just because there's 6 inches of grease on the floor.
Oh my God.
So like every year it's shrinking because the floor is getting closer and closer to the ceiling. And I'm pretty sure like everyone is hobbits and they're smashing into this tiny space and
yeah,
sliding around. Whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Like,
they hand you your drink and your receipt as you slide down to the soda machine. Well, that sounds gross.
Yeah. So I would say, maybe if you have only time for one barbecue place in KC, maybe not Arthur Bryant's.
Okay. All right. It's been, if people are mad at you, they can write in.
They can write in. And you've been warned that, you know, if you go there and you get really sick, well, I'm not surprised.
No one feels bad for you. Jason, just no know here. That. Okay. Let's look at some good stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Zach.
Sliver of hope.
This next story was sent in by Redneck Mexican.
Okay.
That's what he called himself. No.
All right.
No, I would never say that.
You start to say that's some weird new lingo you have. This next one was sent in by yet another Redneck Mexican. I'm like, what?
Whoa. Missed okay. the boat on that joke.
What's going on there?
No, that's what he called himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Please, save the emails. This is a good story with a twist. We haven't said something like this maybe ever on the show. But police arrest a man for child pornography after a tip-off from Burmese.
Oh, my God. I love it.
So I think you're kind of getting the painting here. But
yes.
A Central California man has been arrested for possession of child pornography thanks to a tip from burglars
robbed
the man's property, authorities said. Last month, a juvenile and a 19-year-old illegally accessed the property of Craig Stockard, 45, of Delhi, California, according to a statement from Deputy Tom McKenzie of the Merced County Sheriff's Department. They broke into Stockard's barn and stole about 50 CDs that they believed were blank.
Okay.
So they went back and they started popping these discs into their computer, and the burglars were discovered. They discovered a bunch of child pornography, the statement said.
I'm shocked that they actually found CDs. I'm like, people still fucking use CDs for computers?
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay, all right.
So skipping down here, investigators said Stockard had been downloading indecent images of children since 2004. He has admitted possessing the pornography on the CDs, but has refused to say whether there is pornography on the computers, they said. Stockard was booked for possession of child pornography and posted the $25,000 bail. And here's my favorite part, and this is why it's in Sliver of Hope. The two burglar suspects who reported Stockard have not been arrested.
I wonder if the police just don't know who they are. Like they're able to like you know drop the CDs off.
Well, they named.
Oh yeah, never mind. Right. They named them. Never mind.
They know who they are, but I think they're like, all right,
you guys get a pass.
What if they were like, okay, listen, you can keep breaking into people's houses.
Oh my God!
But you got to find something that we can arrest them for.
That would be hilarious. Like
weird trade off. Like you get a diamond ring,
like,
but you better also find a murder weapon.
That's so funny that if they, like they will drop the charges somehow if you can present evidence against like pedophiles, and then somebody would abuse it.
Yeah, they'd be planting. Evidence.
Yep, they plant it. They just like damn. Rob somebody's house. And they're like, oh, that's fucking crazy.
You're pornography.
You're another child pornographer.
Got the same kid.
Same kid. It's part of the same ring.
Right.
They're part of the same ring. It's like you guys have given us the same CD. for 9 consecutive burglaries.
I think he's making out there was huge diamond, like, earrings, necklaces, this, like, a $100,000 watch.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, you gotta hand it to you guys, another child pornography owner.
That's crazy.
Sick world, isn't
it? My ex-girlfriend's dad is another child pornographer. Right. Weird.
A sick world. Has your Rolex blings in the light. What a crazy world out there. Hey, guys, see you guys next week.
But I do, I do love that they got that guy.
Me too. All right, so moving on to a to you from internet that one of my favorite discoveries that we've had in quite a while. Let's do it.
The internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek together as a couple. To you from internet.
Just before you jump in, that last guy that the I can't remember his name even.
Stockard?
The Stockard guy.
Okay.
The pedophile. Crank?
Craig. Craig. With a K.
Oh, Craig.
Which you can't trust a Craig with a K.
when you showed his mugshots, it is a thing that's like, they always look like, when they ever arrest like a child pornography guy or a pedophile, I'm like, yeah, that's kind of who I was thinking. Like somebody that looks kind of like that in the picture.
I'll bring it up. There you go. There you go.
Right.
Found him.
Like this guy, I'm like, yeah. But I'm like, but am I thinking that because I know he is that? Or does he just look like that? Like, I just feel like with those kind of charges, it's never somebody who looks like a super cool person who's like doing a lot of good things in life and they're in great shape and they just seem super healthy, like physically and everything. Mm-hmm. It's always somebody who looks like a fucking creep.
Mm-hmm. It is amazing how many times.
It's amazing.
You know, you see it, you're like, we did something.
Right.
It wasn't that, it was something else equally bad.
Right.
All right, so all the musicians out there, I have all the guitar players out there, I have what you've been waiting for. And this is the fart pedal. It'll create a truly ripping guitar tone. So basically a joke. And this is going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
Because someone who invented the fart pedal, you're going to know about. So we caught wind of ripping a new piece of guitar gear, or a new ripping piece of guitar gear, the fart pedal, which turns guitar playing into fart noises. Mm-hmm. The fart pedal features wet and dry modes, as well as an output knob to adjust how much gas is in the mix. So you know who started this?
No, who?
Steve Gadlin.
Steve Gadlin.
His Star Makers.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Is it the same?
Same guy.
For sure?
Yeah. I looked into it. I'm not sure if this article mentions his name. This one just had the most that I can go back in and watch the videos on.
Oh my God. Star Maker show is not around anymore, is it?
I don't know. It's a
Chicago Public Access show.
Yeah, the ones that have no idea what we're talking about. Steve Gadlin made an appearance way back on The Secret Suck, which is the Patreon only podcast for Time Suck.
And it's so funny, his appearance.
Super funny. So he's obviously joking, which we were wondering if he knew
his show
he was joking.
On that, he had a talent show for people that weren't that talented.
Terrible.
Yeah. It was like American Idol for just fucking weirdos. Not even American Idol. America's Got Talent for just lunatics.
Mm-hmm. Like some guy just clapped to the beat for like 6 minutes, just going, and like this sick camera angles and like star wipes. And the guy just clapped.
It's well produced, but also intentionally dated and just people just being weird. Like, I think that was the one where we had Tom Cameron doing the energy blast.
Sure did, yep.
Like, demonstration.
So
what a funny guy.
I know. So again, we'll link to the fart pedal. It did reach its Kickstarter gear, or its goal, so it's ready to go. But here's just an example of Highway to Hell by AC/DC.
Oh, great.
And I think you'll be able to distinguish when the fart pedal kicks in.
Okay.
But we'll see. Stairway to Heaven?
Okay, Stairway to Heaven, yeah. Nice clean tone. Oh, that's really clever.
One more.
Okay.
Day Tripper by Beatles.
Nice. Playing the same melody with the fart pedal. That's how it sounds. That is just so stupid and awesome.
What a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, internet.
And it looks really nice. It looks well built.
That's what it's all about right there. Again, link in the episode description. All right, we have two to get to for Junk Mail. You ready to do them?
Yeah.
Let's do them.
It's Junk Mail.
Nice.
Do you remember that
could be on Steve Gatlin's Star Maker with that.
Listen to this on the table. Ready?
Yeah.
like just this.
It's heavy.
Wet.
Ugh, it sticks. Yuck.
Okay, anyway, our first piece of junk mail is coming in from an anonymous dummy who writes, "Hey, dummies, first off, I love all the Bad Magic shows and look forward to Is We Dumb the Most out of all every week.
Nice.
Thank you so much. I just finished listening to the episode about people writing stupid reviews about Passion of Christ and receiving the wrong item. I thought I would share my favorite shipping mix-up, and this is really funny. Please keep my name anonymous because Amazon isn't getting their shit back. In March, we ordered a cheap foam mattress for our guest room for around $200.
Right.
What arrived was a Samsung Odyssey G9 49-inch curved gaming monitor, which retails for $2,500.
Oh, my God.
it's so
Merry
funny.
Merry Christmas.
A box was tall and kind of thin, so I guess it may have been stashed in the wrong section of the warehouse and mistaken for a mattress, or maybe the employee was planning on quitting and wanted to stick it to the man one last time. I don't know. All I know is that it's terrible to sleep on, but my nerdy husband has found a good use for it. I don't feel particularly inclined to return it to them because I don't want to get the employee who made the mistake in trouble. I'm pretty sure Bezos will survive the loss. Anyway, you guys are great. Love the show. 3 out of 5 stars. Wouldn't change a thing.
Thank you. God, what a great surprise.
What an upgrade.
Right.
I thought the one where I don't even remember the story I shared. I just remembered I tried to buy something and they sent like a really expensive gun case. But I was buying like an umbrella. Like, it wasn't even close.
Yeah, not even close.
And it was worth like, it was like $300 or $450 like gun case.
Oh my God.
And I was trying to buy like a lamp. Like, it's just totally off.
You're trying to get like an 8-pack of Duracell batteries and you get a fucking 2021 Prius.
I'm buying a nightlight, like just the light for a nightlight. It's just a little bulb.
Right.
Send me a fucking Tesla. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. And then our final story is super, super funny, coming off your fish finder incident. Coming in from Dummy Tim, who writes, "Hey guys, inspired by Dan's avid fisherman story about his fish finder, I thought I'd share a story of my future father-in-law and his brand new fish finder. Back in 2001, my avid fisherman father-in-law and I went fishing to test out the brand spanking new top-of-the-line fish finder in a shitty river in Australia. Between knocking back beer after beer and squinting through all the cigarette smoke he was producing, my father-in-law was mesmerized by chasing all the schools of fish that kept popping up on the screen and all the great reefs and holes appearing all over the river. It wasn't until we ran aground on a muddy bank that didn't even register on the sounder that he realized that the fucking thing he was just displaying was demo mode for the last 45 minutes. We've been chasing phantom schools of fish all over the river. After pushing the boat back in from waist-deep mud into jellyfish-infested slop, we resumed fishing on the proper sounding mode. Nothing. We came to realize there was no fish in the river. Good times. Hope you have a good laugh, Tim."
Yes, that is so great. And I love that they ran aground, too, just like trusting this thing. It was like, well, I mean, it says it's, 10 feet deep.
It's a big-ass fish over here.
It said there's a lot of fucking catfish over here. And they just like run into the bank. I just love that they were chasing fish that did not exist. And just kept seeing, I'm sure like for demo mode, there's going to be like these big schools. Oh my God.
What?
There's so many fish in here.
No way.
Oh, we're so close. We're so close.
Turn around. They're in the other way. Like just like keep on spinning in a circle.
They don't notice that the pattern repeats every 3 minutes.
Right.
Oh, they're back again. Right. That big school fish is back again.
It must have went too deep for our sonar. I don't know. But they're back. Here they are. Go get them. Yeah, thanks, Tim. Thanks
That's
for sending
awesome.
That in. Okay, let's wrap it up. Zach Flannery.
Yes, sir.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks for producing and directing today.
Anytime.
Thanks to Zach Cohen, some of the custom music beds for the show. Thanks to Logan Keith, continuing to pump out the best merch in the podcast game, including...
Yeah.
Good. The brand new fuckable horse pussy and ass that you can buy right now at badmagicmerch.com or go to iswedumb.com. God, that's so funny to me. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at iswedumb and join the private Facebook group Is We Dummies, moderated by Liz Hernandez and the All Seeing Eyes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Just go there and search for Bad Magic Productions. And if you have something you want to see on the show, you can email that into dumb at iswedumb.com and then all general shit info at iswedumb.com. Then rate the podcast wherever you can. Rate it. Oh, boy. Thanks. What do you...
Oh, that's a gross one.
Oh. Fuck off. You out of all people.
Yuck. Yeah.
With your misophonia?
Yeah.
That was it called?
Yep.
Miso horny. Oh, that's gross.
Ugh.
That's the sound of it hitting your thighs, and that's what I don't like. Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. Dad joke time. Do it.
Hey, you want to hear a joke?
Wow. Meet dad joke.
Over here. Look over here.
Okay.
This was sent in by Dummy James. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go. A Spanish magician told his students he was going to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, uno, dos, and he left without a trace.
Okay. Okay.
Spanish.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty good.
Mixing it up.
Pretty good. Mixing it up.
Mixing it up. A little cultural, joke up here.
Language joke.
Right. A little language joke for all you all you dummies. All right, guys. Thanks for stopping by. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, we go.
Mad Magic Productions.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.